How to create focus, drive, energy, motivation with a beverage. This is based on an experiment by Dr. Emoto. This is a water experiment. Eventually, he produced or published a book based on his experiment. The title of the book is Hidden Messages in Water. What Dr. Emoto did, and I came across this many years ago, and I modified it in regards to motivation and focus and drive. Dr. Emoto, he took water from the same source, put them in a plastic bottle, put a word on one, which was a positive word like love, and then on the other bottle, he put a negative word like hate. And then he would freeze the water bottles, pull them out when they're frozen, and he would take high magnified photos of the water. So the water that was labeled with a positive message, love, peace, happiness, the water looked like beautiful, perfect snowflakes. The other water bottle with the negative statements, hate, I hate you, Satan, words like that. When he took high magnified photos of that water bottle, the water looked distorted and ugly and in different colors. It wasn't like a snowflake. They were all distorted. We are 80% water. And the messages we tell ourselves is impacting our energy, our water crystals, per se. And it could be debated if it's true or not. What I'm doing is I'm shifting this to a different level of focus and drive, how to use this concept. If it is true, then great. And there could be some truth to it. However, that gave me an idea in regards to labeling beverages and how you can help your child or even yourself label a beverage so that you are focused, you're motivated. It's developing you and growing and helping you grow, giving you energy, focus, and drive for you and your child. So back to the words. Words can impact your energy, your body, your physiology, your chemical reaction. If I had a lemon in my hand and I cut it in half, and I hold one half of the lemon in my hand, and I squeeze it, and it has that waxy feel of the lemon, it has that zest of lemon, the distinct zest, and I squeeze it and it starts to squirt out lemon juice, and the juices are starting to drip down along the lemon, down my hand. And I'm squeezing it, and the juices keep coming out. And then I decide to lick the lemon. There's no lemon in my hand. However, if you were following along, you were imagining this, I was just saying these words, there's a lemon in my hand, it juices, and I lick it, and you were probably reacting, either your mouth was salivating, you had a physical, chemical reaction, and when I said lick it, you probably cringed, you tightened up your muscles. That's with the lemon, and there's no lemon in my hand. Those were just words. Waxy, zest, lemon. And you then translated that to where your body reacted. Back to the messages, hidden messages in water. If you put a label on a beverage and it has a positive message, then either you could be infusing it. The main thing is you're looking at that word. It could be a word of curiosity or wonderment for your child. Or you can write a message on a beverage. It could be water bottle, or it could be a cup of whatever beverage they like, some juice or whatever. And you, with the label, put a word on that. And you can write your own message, a message like you are loved, or I love you, or love. Or you can write a message for your child, smart, genius, easy, fun, curious. And it could be one word or two or three or more words. Now when your child looks at that cup and they see those messages, just like they're thinking about a lemon, as you were, they have to process that and their body goes through a chemical reaction of either being at peace, happy, or thinking about curiosity or wonderment. And that will then translate when they're doing their schoolwork or studying or with a group and they see this cup on their table, on their desk, in front of them with that message. Every time they go to take a sip, you can imagine them either drinking in that positive message or just simply looking at that word or those words and then thinking about them where it impacts them with their focus, their motivation, their development, positive energy, and the drive to learn more, whatever the message is, or just to feel at peace and love so they're centered, poised, and balanced. Hidden messages in water. Don't hide them. Just bluntly put them on there and just tell your child, I'm going to write a message, a word on your water bottle or on your beverage. And I just want you to, every time you look at that, to drink it in or to remind yourself of what a great person you are. Something as simple as that. Don't hide the message. Make it obvious so that they embrace it and let the magic happen.